Good evening, I'm John Baker and this is your RTL Today news, sports and weather for Monday the 17th of November. Following a meeting with Finance Minister Gilles Roth, the General Confederation of Civil Servants is calling for improvements to the government's proposed tax reform. In a press release, the CGFP stressed that the planned move toward individual taxation should not result in a heavier financial burden for any household. Married couples with only one income or where one partner contributes more than three quarters of the household income could be particularly effective, the union has warned. Despite receiving extensive criticism for a trip to Moscow in May 2025, which led to his expulsion from his European parliamentary group, the European Conservatives and Reformists, ADR MEP Fernand Kartheiser, has announced that he once again paid a visit to Russia. Invited by the Russian Academy of Sciences in Sochi, Kartheiser took part in a symposium bringing together representatives from BRICS countries and Europe, according to a statement on his X account. Two young researchers from the Grand Duchy, Martin Rajadel Kakao and Benedict Sloboda, recently travelled to Bali to take part in the International Science and Invention Fair and have returned home with the ESA Semi-Grand Award in the Environment category for their study on the impact of lithium-ion batteries. In international news, the US Supreme Court has agreed to weigh in on a policy of turning away migrants before they can cross the US-Mexico border to present an asylum claim. The policy, known as metering, was rescinded by the Biden administration, but Donald Trump, who campaigned for president on the promise to expel millions of undocumented migrants from the United States, is seeking a ruling in the event it may be reinstated. And finally, a Bangladesh court has sentenced ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to death for crimes against humanity after 1,400 people were killed in crackdowns she ordered, with cheers breaking out in the packed court as the judge read the verdict. Hasina, who is 78, defied court orders that she return from India to attend her trial and was found guilty on three counts. Over to sports now, and the Rugby Chiefs have today officially launched the Nations Championship, a global competition featuring 12 of the strongest teams that will crown a winning nation and decide the sport's dominant hemisphere. Organisers said the new biennial tournament signalled a watershed moment for rugby union, which had been years in the making, and would transform the two existing international playing windows in July and November and will start next summer. Steve Clark says his Scotland players are already legends as he prepares for a winner-takes-all shootout against Denmark on Tuesday with automatic World Cup qualification at stake. Group C leaders Denmark with 11 points lead Scotland by a single point after five matches ahead of the decisive match in Glasgow. And finally, with the Ashes starting this week, Australia head into the tournament with an ageing Dad's Army group of players and concerns about a lack of depth to follow in their footsteps. But Chiefs selector George Bailey is adamant the team's veteran core still has what it takes. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
We have had a bit of everything today, with heavy showers giving way at times to beautiful sunshine. Northerly winds have brought a cold front and we are currently at a chilly 3 degrees, which will cool further as we move into the evening, and we will see a low overnight of minus 1 Celsius. Tomorrow is looking clear with blue skies and sunshine for most of the day, however. It will remain cold and we will see a high of 6 degrees in the afternoon.